Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We have new uniforms, and they are beautiful, awful, terrible, great, the best thing ever. We're going to talk about it on the DNVR Broncos podcast, live from the Toyota Lounge at the DNVR bar, where we have uniform expert D-line co Eric Tweedham, right, rocking and rolling with us, with Super Bowl 50 champ Todd Davis, Henry Chisholm, you're here behind the camera, and yours truly. Without further ado, I got to welcome on the expert.
Hi, am I the expert? Well, let's give my, I think a lot of people know me as the idiot on the Nugget show, but who I truly am is I am a brand designer. I am the creative director of the All City Network. I created every visual thing that this network is stands on and is all about. I make logos all the time. I think about sports design my entire life. It's the thing that drives me more than anything else.
And you're the guy who told Todd he should cut his hair, right?
No, but I wish I had. That looks incredible. No, I would never have that kind of foresight. But this is something that I think about very deeply all the time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have at least some ground to stand on here, but who knows? Let's find out.
Well, and that's literally the complete opposite of me. This is something I try to never think about, is design, because I know nothing about it. So that's why I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Yes. So design is an art form that is for literally everybody. And so it has to not only operate on a high level of narrative, storytelling, it also has just to look good, and you have to elicit a feeling out of people, particularly when you're talking about the way that you have a team that is so deeply rooted in what it is to be a citizen of Denver, Colorado, and in Colorado as a whole, and Broncos country as a whole. This is something that then sort of like gets grafted onto your own personal identity. Mm-hmm. And so this is why this is such a big deal. I mean, you can say it's kind of trite, like, what are we talking about? Like, the sports are what are important. The visuals, what they wear, I mean, it's secondary. And that's true, but it's also not. Like, it just, this is the physical embodiment of your Denver Broncos, and in many ways, you yourself as a Broncos fan. So that's why, like, people get so up in arms and so in their heads about silly things like design choices when it comes to their uniforms.
That's
right?
Exactly what I thought design choices were, just silly. That's why I didn't. You got me fired up about the uniform. You got me emotional, Eric.
It's deep.
It's deep, but it's real.
Surface level stuff.
It's real. Like, this is this is what it is. So, I guess without further ado, let's look at what the Broncos have given us, and then we'll kind of talk about what they are and what they mean, and you know, what some of the decision making was going into them. So, all right. So, first and foremost, we've got our new baseline level design for the Denver Broncos uniforms. They have included a much rumored, and now turns out to be true, mountain detail on the shoulder. It's got sort of that jagged stripe that goes below, which, as I read, is playing off of the jawline of the Bronco itself. So it sort of tries to tie in the logo with the uniform a little bit itself. They say that that orange shape behind that mountain, it represents a sunset. It's just sort of like bringing into the idea of the sun either rising or setting, depending upon the uniform set. But like immediate, like just immediate obvious things. This is, I imagine this set we're looking at will probably be the least used. It's sort of like the closest to an alternate in the primary set with that white helmet. But like the first thing that I notice when I look at this is they have deepened the navy quite a bit. Yes. It's much darker. It's much closer to black. You know, haters would tell you that it's closer to the bears. And
so many people have said that already.
Many people have said that. That's like the first thing to do is when a new uniform comes out to compare it to the any number of other uniforms that it sort of looks like. It looks like Syracuse Illinois. And UTEP and Arizona. All of this.
Virginia?
All of these things. Yes. Okay, so like, let's just take a full step back here and sort of understand what it is that we're looking at. Like, these new uniforms, and Yahir, do you have the tweet that shows the old ones next to the new ones? That's okay, no sweat. So what I would describe what we're looking at as an evolution and not a revolution. It is not, we're not like completely tearing the page. We're not, this isn't something completely new. They're just taking little pieces, making little tweaks. And I think it's like first and foremost, like good to acknowledge that what the Broncos had prior to this was not good. Like they didn't have good uniforms. I never was a fan of them. I never liked the stripes going down the middle. I never liked how it connected to the pants and made that the shape that people called out that looked like a Nike swoosh. Like I just never felt like the Broncos were moving in the right direction. And so from that standpoint, we're sort of still living in that place. I can look at these uniforms and say like, okay, there's nothing ugly here. Like there's no like atrocious decisions. There's nothing like in themselves that you look at and be like, what are you doing? But as I told Zach right before we went online, it's just, we are just every day straying further from God. We're just getting further and further away. We are losing the plot as a franchise. We are becoming more and more New Jack when the Broncos themselves are a fundamental historic franchise in the NFL. The NFL being one of these leagues that relies so heavily on the history, the story, the importance to where it lives in society, protect the shield. There's all these ideas that are rooted in the history of what it is almost to be an American, right? And so you see a lot of these design details. Like Nike comes in and they do what Nike does, which is they want to push the envelope. They love designing for the University of Oregon where there's just no rules. You can tear it up the next week. You can do a lot of things. There's a lot of like interesting design choices on here, which are kind of like fun. But overall, like they're just losing the plot, man. Like they are taking the Broncos even further and further away from being a historically rooted franchise that has the foundational elements of what it was. Like old design choices usually came from a limitation on how they were able to create the uniforms themselves. Like it's like an old lady with, you know, like in a room just having to sew stripes on something or like cut out a logo. So it's like kind of jagged and weird. And it feels like it's something
very limited.
The further you get away from the truth, like the further away we are from what it is to be a football team. Baseball the same way. I mean, that you know, when you look back, there's purists like myself, and there are people that appreciate new designs and new thinking. But generally speaking, these like new designs and new thinking last a few years, and then they fall by the wayside. And there's things that are lasting and true that the New York Yankees embody, the Pittsburgh Steelers embody, unfortunately, the Kansas City Chiefs embody. And the Broncos have shown you that they're interested in turning the page and moving towards the future as opposed to trying to embrace their rich history and past. There are a lot of elements in here. Like there's the main element, I think, that is transferred all over and is probably the least historically rooted element is this triangle element, which is all over. You know, there's a lot of details. There's three triangles on the chest, armpits. On the ribs, yes, which I read to mean, you know, it represents the three championships. Obviously, you know, you can say that it represents elevation, it's pointing up, it represents mountains, all of these things. The biggest, what's that?
Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
Jay-Z, Hove. There's a lot of things that it's pointing to, which, you know, again, like in a vacuum, I don't hate. Like, that's mm-hmm. such a simple shape. There's a lot of like cool things. You know, it feels like Nike all ACG, like a lot of their all condition gear, a lot of their, you know, which. You can say, you know, that's cool. It's like a new thing that they're doing. And if you look at side by side what they had, and what, I mean, again, like what they had was not good. Like the problem is that in my eyes, is that they went the wrong direction. They went forward instead of backwards. Mm. They like tried to evolve it instead of connect it back to what was important. They just made the same mistakes that they made in a different direction. The funny thing to me is that the intro, like, oh man, everyone got mad at me. Like, I made a big deal when the new Broncos ownership came in, and the first thing they did was send out a survey.
I know you hate
to
those.
See what Broncos fans wanted out of their uniforms. I also saw a photo not that long ago that showed the design committee that came up with these Broncos uniforms, and there is no clearer and more guaranteed way to ruin a design than design by committee. Like every designer, every brand designer will tell you, design by committee is the biggest faux pas. It's the way to get the most muddled story, the most like throw a bunch of ideas in and then try to make them work together, as opposed to just having a strong narrative that you are bringing in elements to make sure that gets across versus just making everybody happy.
I thought that Pablo Picasso had a committee.
Yes, Pablo Picasso.
I thought he was a big committee guy.
Big committee.
Put out some surveys.
So for an organization, though, how do you get that narrative?
Well, so like what this is, the problem is that this is, to me, more than anything, this speaks to the way that the Broncos go about their business currently. They they come from a company, Walmart. The company Walmart has made their money by buying things in bulk and then selling them more cheaply to people, which is not a revolutionary idea. It's not something that they created a brand and then figured out their business. And then like they're all about committee. Like how can we make this faster, cheaper? Mm-hmm. How can we move forward? They have a lot of money, but like, you know, you can't buy taste, unfortunately.
Real quick, just before we get too far, I feel like I don't mind them like moving forward, but I feel like the design process was more about all the different elements that you see and how can we make this work, instead of being like, how do we put together a fire design and then put the elements in that we want to highlight? And I feel like that's kind of, they just kind of spun it instead of seeing like what looks good and then how do we make it work for the Broncos.
They built all the small pictures up to one instead of taking the big picture and then letting everything fit in.
Exactly.
So listen, there are other things that I look at. I'm like, Nike is dead set on getting this 5280 concept into Denver, Colorado. There's a lot of things that feel like outsiders looking in. Nike was involved, if I'm not mistaken, with the ultra tragic Rockies uniforms that they made a patch on the hat that they described as a sticker you would buy in a tourist shop for people that live in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Like this idea of 5280 is like, if you live here, so corny and so played out and like doesn't mean anything. And it's like every window company is called 5280, this, that, or the other. And it's like, it doesn't mean what you want it to mean. At the end of the day, like, I feel fine about them. They're fine. Uh-huh. You know, like, they're not going to look terrible on the field. I hate some of the combinations, but they are designed in a way to be modular. Where you can have pants and shirts and jerseys that go together. I think that putting the triangles on the helmet is just a tragic decision. It really shoehorns in two ideas and tries to make them work together.
I heard some people say it might be like a horse mane.
It doesn't look like a horse mane.
That was kind of my first thought too, because I mean, it kind of starts at the top.
So I love the big ideas that you've thrown out here, D-Line. And we've looked at one. We looked at the Midnight Blue, I think is what it's called.
Which that's the biggest departure from our current uniforms.
Biggest departure. So let's look at some other designs too. But first, I got to get your take from a design standpoint. What's the best design Toyota?
I mean, I think it's the Tundra, right?
Probably. I don't know. I'm just I can't get past the
Forerunner
or the Forerunner. Exactly. Yeah, I see the Forerunner and it's just a thing of beauty and you can't go wrong. You mentioned the Tundra. They've been in the truck game for generations now and they have so many different cars from trucks to electrics to hybrids. They've got it all over at Toyota. So if you want to get a new car, you got to check out our friends over at Toyota where they have so many different types of designs, models, anything that you need. Toyota has got it for you. So visit one of your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Toyota, the official automotive partner of the NFL and the official vehicle of DNVR.
Also want to give a shout out to our friends over at Circa. In particular, the sportsbook, although we do love the resort and all they have going on out there. But it is betting season in Denver because every single night, except for Wednesday, we get playoff sports here for the foreseeable future, which is pretty cool. Lakers are obviously in town tonight. I'm not sure. Do you know what the line is for that?
I would guess it's probably similar. Probably
6.5?
Probably 6.5 to 7.
Last game, right?
7.5.
It was 7 last game. I would guess it's probably similar.
Yeah, we got to hammer that one because the Lakers are cooked. Have been cooked for quite a while.
Well, they gave it their best shot in the first half. And
they did.
We saw
their only shot.
They gave it their best shot in the last 9 games.
9 in a row. Yeah, Circa's awesome. They set their own lines. They give you the best odds. They don't give out all the gimmicks that some of the other sports books do, but that's why they're able to give the best split. So for the people who bet a lot of money in particular, it makes sense. They've got the highest limits. They're the most transparent. They're an awesome company who have really treated us well, so we appreciate them. Like I say, you can go out, see them in Vegas, but you can also download the Circa Sports Colorado app at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
Did anybody see that Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia fight?
No.
I only saw it after. I didn't see the actual fight.
I wish I would have bet on that. I think the odds were like plus 900 for Ryan to win to start the fight. And even after the first knockdown, it was still plus 400 for him to win the fight. Like, nobody thought he was going to win. And sure enough, I think he drug him across the ring. There was like 3 knockdowns, a couple more that should have been knockdowns. The ref didn't call knockdowns. If you would have took that one, he would have came out a winner. I think the reports are that he bet $2 million on himself to win. And then he ended up coming away with $12 million outside of the bag.
Wow.
Yeah, that would have been a good one for Circa.
See, I guess you should be.
That was a nice fight, though.
Yeah.
That was a good fight.
Yeah.
I think in sports, you should be able to bet on yourself.
Of course.
You only win or lose.
Yeah, you can't
bet props, unders, you should be able to do that. Yeah. But you should be able to bet on yourself or your team.
Couldn't agree
to
more.
Win.
Couldn't agree more.
And that's the only bet, just to win.
Not
that's
to lose.
Nope.
It can't be like Jamal can't bet on himself to get like 30 points.
No, he could.
Really?
Why?
Well, because then he can just go out there and shot.
I wouldn't like that.
No, whatever.
He can just shoot every time, make his money.
But I mean, if a boxer can control,
I mean, it is
the
wild,
fight a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you should be able to, bet at least for yourself to win.
Solo sports is like something where it's only you. That's where you can bet on yourself.
I don't know, but team sports, the entire goal going in is to win.
Yep.
So I think you should be able to do it team wise. You say plus 900 in a fight. I want you guys to be Circa. Set a line, Todd and I.
Man. I mean,
that's a million to one for you.
A million to
right?
one. Wait, so that's actually
every dollar I've ever owned on
that's
Zach.
Actually on me. Let's go. That's, like and you're getting plus 100 million because if it's 100 million, so it's 1 million
like,
to one.
But I just don't
let's
know what
go.
The path
like
is.
A monger's
we're gonna become rich.
Like, this is just boxing, too.
Yeah.
So, like, there's it's just straight up just throwing punches.
Just punches.
Yeah, just how, punches.
Like, I think, like, Zach's best shot isn't harming Todd.
What
like
you
your nose isn't getting bloody from like Zach's best shot.
Uh-huh.
See, what's Todd's best shot? Todd's worst shot. Zach is done.
Yeah,
man. Pretty close to done.
You don't think I could make Todd? I don't want to make you bleed ever, Todd. But you don't think I could like draw a drop of blood?
Like I think if he were to let you punch him.
I think you could. I think you could.
Thank you.
With the gloves?
If you scratched me with your gloves.
With
I don't know if it's from a punch. I think it may be like.
And then you get into just like the reach on top of it too. So you're not even getting close enough to get a swing in.
Wow.
It might be tough.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take the plus a million.
All right. Well, so I want to open this up. I want to know what you guys think about these jerseys. I'm curious because, anytime that I come on and talk about jerseys in general, like it's important to note, like mm-hmm. if you like them, you're right. If you don't like them, you're right. Like there is room for personal taste in this conversation. You know, it's not, there's no right and wrong answer, but there are right and wrong answers as far as like what these are communicating, where it is, what it's saying about the Broncos mm-hmm. organization, how it connects to the larger storyline and the larger narrative. But again, like, there's nothing like outwardly ugly about these, in my view. The only thing that I really wish that Denver teams as a whole, like, I wish that the Denver teams would all kind of talk, and they can because they're all basically owned mm-hmm. by one family, is that they would sort of like decide that royal blue is the official color of Denver, Colorado, and that royal blue would be the foundation of each one of these uniforms as opposed to navy.
Do you like the I don't know if we talked about it yet. Do you like the design within the numbers?
The thinning triangles. Uh-huh. I mean, it's cool. It's like that's like a performance thing. Mm-hmm. There's cool little details. Like the number set is better than it was, but only because the number set was really bad before. But it's also like not a super classic number set, so it's like they just made a different modern number set, and it's like I don't think of the Broncos as a modern franchise in the best way. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I think of them as a foundationally classic franchise, and I like to think of them that way. Mm-hmm. And this, they made a lot of design choices that like the Atlanta Hawks would make, or like the Atlanta Falcons would make, like teams that sort of like don't have this history that they want to draw upon necessarily.
I'm going to stop you a couple of times just when we go through.
Yeah, please tell me what you guys think.
No, just to ask you to clarify some things. When you say number set, you mean
the numbers on the front of the jersey.
Uh-huh. And the number, the font. Yeah. Number font.
The number font,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, and so it's a little different.
It's a little different. Like it was previously, they still have it in the Broncos type logo. It's sort of like, do you know that if I were to say the word serif, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah,
sans serif.
So these are, they you know, typically you have a block slab serif, so not like pointy coming off the numbers, but like a big rectangle coming off each side of the numbers. It's sort of like big and blocky, and it has a lot of weight to it. It had some of those before. It also had like pointy elements that they've gotten rid of that. These are all like a little bit more classically NFL to a point. I like them better, but I mean they don't necessarily move me one way or the other. But yeah, but again, like, tell me what you guys think.
I also think like when you put little triangles and stuff in the numbers, I don't think it looks bad. Mm-hmm. If there are parts of me that think like if you're gonna do it, lean into it even more. I also wonder if 5 years from now we're gonna be like, what the hell?
We are
that's like one of those things that's like problem. 2024, it's fine.
That's exactly right.
That just doesn't seem like the kind of thing that ages all that well. And going back to like the classic franchise things, like if you look at like the team that has won the most NFL football games, the Green Bay Packers.
Yep, they'll never touch their uniforms.
They will not. Never. Number two, the Bears. They don't
they'll
change
their
jerseys.
They'll never touch their uniforms.
Giants, never. Steelers, never. Commanders,
they'll touch them.
Different story. But yeah, so like you just look through and that's the way it goes. You look at the bottom. Who has won the fewest games? The Texans.
Yes.
Literally just changed them. Jaguars, change them every 2 years. Panthers, change them a
bunch. I mean, and like you hear these ones at the like, and then mm-hmm. think about these are more spiritually connected to those kind of like these kind of looks like what the Panthers would do. Like these mm-hmm. kind of look like what the Texans would do.
Okay? Exactly.
So I don't know. But again, I'll shut up. Todd, what do you think? You're the former player. You told me before we went on air here that players absolutely care about the uniforms they wear. So I'm curious through your eyes, what do you see here?
You know, they're definitely different. I know we talked about them being modular, and my thought process is just making sure they put the right pieces together so they look the best. So like even some of these designs, if we're going to go all white, okay, let's throw a white helmet on there and make it really crispy. If we're going to go all blue, probably go blue helmet. I like the white and the orange, but I think that needs a white helmet. You know what I'm saying? I think there's ways just to make it a little bit more crispy. I probably would never do the blue tops and the white bottoms.
Especially when you look at Garrett Bowles. Who just, like, and then no offense to Garrett, but that's just how linemen are built. They're big up top and a little bit smaller, but that just makes, ugh.
Exactly.
Work.
Shout out to my boy GB. Shout out to my boy GB, but I don't know if O lineman would have been my first choice to model the new, you know what I'm saying, jerseys. But they're definitely different. I thought that they could have done a little things different. I don't hate them. That's the thing. I really don't hate them. And we haven't talked about the OGs yet, but I think they did a phenomenal job with those. Yeah. And that was kind of like an ode to the past.
Oh,
where
that, I mean, that's like
it's perfect.
It's just
I mean, it just went together so perfectly. So, yeah. Yeah, I think as long as the helmets and the pants work, we can make it work. I just don't know if they're thinking that way.
I think the biggest mistake, because you touched on the OGs, their biggest mistake was dropping the OGs. And what we're talking about, can you pull up the throwbacks here? Yeah, here. They're bringing back the 1977 Orange Crush throwbacks.
Yeah.
And everyone loves them. Everyone is in love with them. And they dropped them 30 minutes after they dropped these new ones. So people were still forming their opinions on these new ones 30 minutes in. And then they drop these, and it's like, oh my gosh, these are the best thing in the world. Maybe they should have held these off until next week and let people form their opinions on them. But I think these ones are so good. Like, I think these are the best uniforms in the NFL, not just the Broncos, but in the entire NFL. These are so cool. And then so people see these and they're like, oh, well, those other ones, why couldn't we just gone with these? So I honestly think it's like the marketing and the timing that hurts the true new uniforms, because these ones are so good. And it does bring up the question, and especially after listening to you over the past 20 minutes or so, why didn't they just have these as the new ones?
Can I tell you my thought as to why?
Yeah.
Because it's fun to design uniforms. Because when you buy a team, you want to make it your own. Because this is like a fun thing to do. Like, this is, in my world, like, everybody wants to make T-shirts. And so everyone has an idea, and it's like fun. But they don't want to, like, actually live in the world of afterwards, what it looks like. But, you know, like, the Penners come in, and I get it. They, like, want to make their mark. This is, the Denver Nuggets did this not that long ago. They completely rebranded, and it ushered in a totally new era of Denver Nuggets basketball, and it coincided with now the most successful era of Denver Nuggets basketball, and it's not connected to the old world of what the Nuggets were, but that's because that was bad. Like, it was good to make a break and say, like, essentially, like, we're starting over, you know? Again, though, this is not a revolution. This is an evolution. It's not a complete departure from what they currently have, but it's just like they want to come in, they want to make their mark, they want to make new uniforms. Like, in my opinion, the biggest mistake made here was the hype that they put behind this. Like, the lead up, the tease, the this, the that. Like, they should have teased this for like a week and then been like, here, and people have been like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. But it was like they had so much time for everyone. I mean, how many like mock-ups did you see?
Tons.
8 billion. 8 million, zillion, jillion. And like people like really started to think about, you know, what it is, what the Denver Broncos are, and like what the Broncos look like in their core, and like what it is to be the Denver Broncos. And then, you know, they just like went a different direction, which, again, nothing inherently ugly about them, but it just it's just further away from the truth.
To your point, though, when people and fans and designers were coming up with uniform designs, once we found out the Broncos are going to have new ones, 90% of them, or at least all the favorites that blew up online, were ones that looked way closer to the throwbacks that they have now than what they have now. Not the exact same. People were doing some modern tweaks to the throwbacks, but none of them really looked like this complete redesign. People really wanted that old school.
There's two lines of thinking on this. There is the old Henry Ford quote, which I've been told he didn't say, but I don't care, is that if he would have asked everybody what it is they wanted, they would have asked for a faster horse instead of the car.
Mm.
You know, like, because you can't think about something you haven't been shown. But that being said, we're not looking for something new. We're looking for something true. We're looking for something real. We're looking for something that is, in its foundation, truthful and real about the Denver Broncos. And they just have like a lot of like I said, like a lot of new jack decisions, which I don't think will age very well. And will probably be, you know, it'll end up being like, we'll look back like, oh, remember that era? I would be surprised if these weren't changed in the 3-year window, which it takes to get new
uniforms. I totally agree. And I think we see it over and over again. I mean, the Jets changed their uniforms in 2019. Then what'd they do? They're like, oh, let's just go back to the 90s uniforms because everybody hated those. And so we went back to the 90s uniforms this year. You look at the Falcons. They changed theirs in 2020. Last year, they simplified them, took out the gradient. Didn't go back to like their full-time throwback, but there were a lot of throwback-y elements, like just the big blocks. Right. Basically, just didn't change the helmet red. And maybe they didn't even always have that red helmet. The Lions, obviously, changing their numbers back to white, and which makes them look like their old version. I mean, in L.A., Chargers and Rams go out there. What do? They start going back to their old colors.
Right.
Like that brighter yellow, brighter blue. Miami's going back to that old stuff. Philly's doing some of that stuff. Right. Tampa Bay. Like, it seems like there's a 50-50 chance whenever you release a new uniform. Within 5 years, you're just changing it back. And that's what I think is going to happen, is we just added another step into going back to those all, like, the throwbacks full time, because that's what everybody wants. Like, those are objectively a great uniform. They're a Broncos uniform. Like, they just look beautiful, whereas the other ones, like, yeah, they're like an XFL uniform, sort of. Just like, if there's a new, like, if you told me that's like the Harrisburg Horses or something, I'd be like, yep, looks like them. Like, that they just threw them out there.
I really like, now that I keep looking back at these old school uniforms, this could have just been our uniform.
Yeah.
And then just made the white version and the navy version, and it would have been fire.
It would have, like, that would be an easy A plus.
Yeah,
hands like down, everybody would love it.
Right. I know. It's that's the thing is that, you know, it, you don't have to be like, design can be forward thinking. It can be fun. It can be experimental. But there are venues that make, like, minor league baseball, they can do whatever they want because it's supposed to be fun. It's not rooted in history. It's like, there's not really a larger idea that it needs to adhere to. The same thing with, like, college football. Like, there are teams like at Alabama, this, that, or the other, but it's also, there's room for Oregon, and there are teams and new leagues that come in that don't have this deep, deep history that it actually behooves you to stick to, because it makes you synonymous with the league itself. And when you're talking about, again, Major League Baseball and NFL football, like, you just shouldn't fuck around. Like, you just just don't. Like, there's other ways to do it. Like, mess around with your merch. Mess around with, like, sweatshirt combinations. Mess around with all this stuff. But, like, just, like, don't mess around with the uniforms. Just
make
Keep it classic. Keep it simple. And, like, make it to where you never feel compelled to change it again.
I don't agree with you guys that in 3 years they'll be changed. And I want to tell you about it after I tell you about our friends over at Coors Light. Grab a Coors Light when it's time to chill. You're checking these out. Grab a Coors Light. This weekend, the draft. Oh, my goodness. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh, plus, not just the draft. We'll get your thoughts on that in a minute. Also, basketball. Nuggets. Thursday night, we got round one of the draft. Broncos with the 12th pick. Maybe they trade up, trade down. And then we also got the Nuggets. We've got the Avs going on at the same time. Coors Light is the beer that you want to chill with your Colorado sports with. So grab a Coors Light. And if you want Coors Light sent straight to you, your door, go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is a beer we reach for at DNVR. And if you want to grab the reset, grab a Coors Light to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
And shout out to the American Raptors, Colorado's only professional rugby team. They are back, and you can catch their games on ESPN+. And even better, our guy Colton Strickler has it all covered with the DNVR Rugby Podcast. And don't worry, you don't have to worry about their jerseys changing. I think they're set for a little bit. So if you got your American Raptors jersey, I think you're good for right now. And they wrap up their six-game homestand with a showdown against Pierro this Sunday, April 28th at Infinity Park. Fans eager to catch the Raptors in action during their final playoff push of 2024 can secure tickets for only $10 with free admission for kids age 12 and under. Come experience the excitement and the energy of professional rugby and cheer on the Raptors in this pivotal final home game. It promises to be a fun-filled afternoon at Infinity Park in Rugby Town, USA.
All right, so the reason I don't think that this is going to change is a couple of reasons. It's like when the Broncos' new ownership came in and they were working on some things, and people said, well, why don't they just name the new stadium Pat Bowlen Field? And it's like, that's in the past. These are new owners. They're not going to come in and name another stadium after someone else that owned the team. That's in the past. These new owners, they are incorporating parts of history with the Broncos, but they're not just going to go full back to what Pat Bowlen and other owners did. They want their own mark. And this is maybe the biggest mark that we've seen up to this point of them putting, like, they did the $100 million renovations at the stadium. You go to the stadium, you don't, like, doesn't scream at you. It's not the most obvious thing that you notice. They spent $400,000 on a new field. You notice it, and then you forget it. These uniforms are something that you don't forget, and you're going to see them for the next so many years. This is their mark on this. And maybe they missed the mark in some fans' opinions, but they're going to show that it was their stamp, their first big thing that they did. And you might say, well, that's too egotistical. Yeah, you know, billionaires, pretty egotistical, I would have to imagine. So I think that that's a big reason why these are going to stay. And the other thing, you guys have mentioned it, the modular. There's, what, nine different combinations that they can have, or even more than that with this. They might, over the next few years, figure out which ones are the best and then really kind of narrow in on a couple and then use some other combos here and there. But for the most part, they'll narrow in on what they want their new Denver Broncos to be. So I think they gave themselves a lot of wiggle room here. I hope that in 3 years they say, F it, let's just use the alternate uniforms full time. But I don't think that's going to happen
here. Yeah, I agree with you. I think, like you said, this is them putting their stamp on it. And like it or not, this is the direction they're choosing to take the team. And like you said, they played a lot to get this team. And so they want to have something new, something fresh, something that speaks to their family and their legacy that they're bringing to the table. So this is definitely something new. It's like you said, I don't think it's going to change in the next couple of years. Because I feel like people would look at them a certain way if they all of a sudden were like, all right, you guys win, we're going to change.
Yep.
You know, I think they're going to maybe hold to their guns and like, this is what we decided. This is what we feel like is best and kind of keep it pushing.
There's going to be a lot of pressure, though, because everybody's going to want them. And every time they break them out on a game day, everybody's going to say, why don't we wear these every week?
You think so? I think people.
Have you looked online, though?
Because today rough. Is going to be harshest day.
Yeah,
though,
today, like, there, it's almost impossible. I mean, you get it sometimes. People don't like change in general, particularly when 100%. It comes to, you know, their sports team. So you have to sort of let the dust settle here a little bit. And, you have to also reserve full judgment until you actually see them on the field.
True.
Like how it looks in contrast with the green and how it looks as compared to the other team that they're lining up against. You know, I'm just speaking from sort of a philosophical standpoint and like where I see the decision making happening and like what to me it speaks to as far as like the way that they view the team in general and the way that they think about the direction of the team. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, obviously we all love that they brought the throwbacks back. It doesn't always just have to be the throwbacks, but there are just like things that are, you know, you just don't have to mess with. Like you can just set it, forget it, and it is forever the Denver Broncos. But you know, at the end of the day, I will give the, like, if I were to give these a grade, I would give them a C. They're fine. Mm-hmm. They're not the worst things I've ever seen on earth. I don't like some of these new elements, but for reasons that I just explained. But I don't hate them visually on their own. They're not, again, it doesn't look like people who don't know how to design. There were smart decisions that were made. There were clever decisions that were made. But I just, the larger narrative, I feel, the plot is being lost here.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, like the orange jerseys, I don't mind them. Like, I think they're pretty good because they look like Broncos jerseys.
Yeah.
Like, they just look updated with the shoulders. You throw in the fun little stuff. I don't mind that. The other stuff just doesn't look like the Broncos to me.
Yeah.
Like the white jersey, I think maybe I could get around to. Like maybe the orange pants will make them look good. I'm not really sure. The blue, I could just live without the blue. But I agree. Like if you're just grading what these look like, yeah, I'd say C. Like the orange in particular, I might even be like B+, A-. It's just so hard to separate that from the fact that they could just have the best uniforms in the NFL. And like at some point they looked and all these models were standing up there with that one. And at no point did they just say, wait, why don't we decide to have the best uniforms in the NFL, play into our brand? And like maybe you make a couple changes to wear them every week, like the throwback socks. There's 13 stripes on those socks, which is kind of sick in a throwback.
Yeah,
you might need to like update that a little bit to make it not quite so 80s, 70s, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's we knew this day was coming, and I've tried to mentally get across away from that. But seeing those there and knowing what we could have had, like today just gives me an F feeling because it was just right there. They could have the best jerseys in the NFL. They were right there.
I feel like this is tough because we talked about ownership potentially changing them, which I don't think they will in 3 years. But I don't know what would make them change them either. Because today's going to be a tough day. But if you are a Pat Surtain fan already, you probably already have a jersey. Mm-hmm. And if you like these, then you got to go get that one.
Yep.
And if we draft a new quarterback first round, you're buying his jersey. You're not going to look at that and say, I'm not buying that. You're buying that jersey. So I feel like as far as numbers go, nothing's going to tell them, hey, we made a mistake or we need to change. Like, they're going to sell more jerseys because if you're a fan and you like them, you're going to buy it. And then the new guy's going to get bought. So I think, I don't know. I think they'll stay for a little while.
If you were to buy a new jersey, though, which one would you get? Would you get the throwback or would you get the new orange, white, or blue?
I mean, I would get the throwback.
I'm not a jersey guy. I wear jerseys. Okay. I wear jerseys of people maybe in like, I guess, other sports.
What if they said like, hey, Todd.
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't wear like a.
I get those for free.
I'm not gonna wear another man's sport of the same sport I play man's jersey.
What if they said like, Todd, we want you to come back, do the coin toss. We want you to wear a Todd Davis jersey. Which one do you want? You got
the
picks.
Old school.
It's definitely the old school.
But I've never worn that. I've worn white. I've worn orange. I've worn Color Rush. I've worn navy. But I've never worn that one. So I feel like that would be dope.
The other piece for me is that those orange ones, I might just be more warmed up to them because they look like the Color Rush. And so, like, it's easier to wrap my mind around. And so when season time comes, they go out there in the white or the blue. I'm like, okay, now they actually do look good. Like, I do think that's the easiest transition. It's also the most similar to Broncos history and feels more Broncos. Yeah. But I wonder if my mind's going to change on that.
I mean, I do feel like when you see these on the field, you'll be like, okay. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like they are, I think they are like objectively handsome. You know, they found like a good, the colors work together. They, you know, they found like a harmony. Orange and blue are kind of hard to work with. Those are what are known as complementary colors. They live on the opposite side of the color wheel. And so they are inherently opposite of one another. And so you have to, they kind of vibrate on the eye in the same way. And so you have to find a way to make them work together a little bit. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not excited. I'm just not excited. I am excited about the throwbacks, but I mean, whatever.
Okay. Who so two questions to kind of wrap this up here. I want grades from everyone on these. You gave it a C, Eric. Henry?
I've got to go F. Like, you had the best uniform right there and decided not to, like, it's only because of the potential. Like I said, like, those in a vacuum, sure, see, knowing what we could have had, I leave today in tears, and
I don't see tears yet.
Don't cry.
I was this morning and later.
Oh, it was this morning and later, okay.
Have a few beers at this Nuggets game tonight, and I'll be
crying. We have C, F?
I don't think I could go that low. I think, as a player, I can see ways to make these things look good.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So for that, with the right combinations, I still think it's like a B, maybe. B plus. I won't say it's an A. It's a B plus because if we put the combinations together right, with the right cleats, the right gloves, I think there's a way to make these things look fire on the field.
And I'm way closer with you, Todd. I'm going B plus here and actually taking Henry's reasoning and spinning it the complete opposite way. It would have been, they had the opportunity for an A, would just go on the throw fullbacks. And the fact that they're still using them, though, bumps it up for me. It doesn't take it down. I think these things over time, like you said, Eric, change is so tough to love initially, even if it's a good change. And I think people are going to like these things more as the more we go along with these and we see them. So I'm going to go B plus here. Let us know in the Toyota chat. And as we see, I think we're very representative of the Toyota chat. Mm-hmm. I don't see many A's in there. See a lot of failing. See a lot of C's, B's. Do see an A now. But there's a lot of mixed emotions today. And I think that's anytime a team changes things, they should probably expect this.
For sure. For sure. This is how it works. Like, it doesn't really matter what it is. You're going to get very violent reactions on either side. It's just how it goes. But, you know, I don't know. To me, it's just the mindset was off to begin with.
Fair. So last question for you guys. Look at the picture you hear has on the screen right now. So we're putting old school jerseys aside, the throwbacks aside, because I think that would be everyone's number one right now. Which of these six combinations that they have is your favorite? Look at them. Think about it after I tell you about our friends over at Illegal Pete's. Illegal Pete's is the best place, especially with patio season here. Illegal Pete's, the best margs, the best queso, the best patios in Denver. So if you want to get yourself the best, all of those, check out Illegal Pete's, where they've got it all. And it is so delicious. They have so many locations. They're in Wheat Ridge. They're in Denver. They're in Boulder. They're in Fort Collins. If you live here, you know how good Illegal Pete's is. If you're visiting here, you gotta make this one of your stops in Denver, whether it's for a little appetizer, a drink, a dinner, a lunch. They've got it all. So check out Illegal Pete's, where it's your spot for burritos, buddies, and beer.
And check us out, the draft party. It's going to be at Breckenridge Brewery Farmhouse. Mm-hmm. It's going to be live April 25th, and I'm excited for it. I feel like right now with everything going on, these are probably the two biggest days in Broncos country, the new unis and the draft. So I think we're going to have a great time. If you buy a ticket, you get a burger and a beer included, so you don't want to miss it. I'll be there. Henry will be there. Ryan will be there, and plenty more. We'll break down the whole draft. Zach will be calling in, giving us a lot of details. We'll have a lot of giveaways, swag, glasses, footballs, a lot of things will be given away, so you don't want to miss it. It starts at 5:30, so be there or be square. You know why they say that? Be there or be square?
I have no idea.
Do you know? I just found out.
I had no idea.
Okay, so they say be there or be square because you won't be around. You get it?
Yeah, wow. That's nice. So, wow.
Just a little bit of dad humor.
Dude, I get so many thoughts came to mind.
I just found out
that carrots don't actually help your eyes.
That was a myth.
Yeah. That like the British cracked a code during the war. Yeah. And they didn't want the Nazis to know that they cracked the code, and that's why they knew everything was coming. They're like, oh, we just found out. Eat a bunch of carrots. We just have all these guys who are now eating carrots, looking at the skies. We see them coming sooner.
Oh my goodness. And now that people eat carrots. Wild.
Also, only 8 tickets left for that draft party, so.
Selling out quick.
And lastly, you can join Susie Hunter and the DMVR crew and other diehards to watch the Rockies take on the Philadelphia Phillies in a suite at Coors Field May 26th at 1:10 p.m. The takeover includes pregame at DMVR, party bus ride to Coors Field with free Breck brews, ticket to the Rockies Phillies in suite 7, unlimited food and beverages throughout the game. This is, I mean, if you don't buy a ticket, I will.
That's kind of a bet.
And a bus ride back to the DMVR. You don't want to miss it. You can go to the DMVR to get your tickets now.
All right. So, of these 6, which one's your favorite, Eric?
Maybe the orange. I mean, I want to see orange with white pants. Like they didn't quite get the one I like.
Put your combination out there. What would it be? What would your favorite be?
It would be an orange jersey with white pants. Yeah. It's like that's nothing says Broncos to me more than that. Like when I see the blue jersey with the white pants, like that looks in the white helmet. Like I don't know what team that is.
Yeah, I agree.
Fair. And the bottom right one does straight up look like the Bears. In my opinion.
Bottom right with the orange pants.
Yeah, orange pants.
I think that's my second favorite. I mean, with the white helmet though.
Yeah. So what's your favorite? Helmet.
Orange jersey, white pants.
Orange jersey, white pants. Todd, what combo would you design to be the best?
Ultimately, with just the accents on the pants and the jerseys.
No, ultimately, anything.
And helmet.
Yeah.
I would probably do all white with the white helmet.
Right with you. Right with you. Same thing.
And the pipe
would be
on
all
the
white
side.
With the blue helmet.
No, no, all white everywhere.
White helmet. Oh.
Yeah, all white helmet too.
Especially like in a blizzard.
Yep. Yeah. Oh,
I think those
go off to Pittsburgh or something.
Oh my goodness. Oh my
god. With a white towel hanging out the back, maybe a tinted visor.
Yes, they will be. Okay, so let us know which combo is your favorite. And something that I noticed in these, Pat Surtain was featured more than anyone else in all of these. He was also the featured person on the throwback video that they released. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's not going anywhere, but interestingly enough, Cortland Sutton, as some people have pointed out, wasn't featured on any of these. If I were to have picked people to be featured, certainly would have picked Cortland Sutton over the other two receivers they had of Tim Patrick, Marvin Mims. So that's just an interesting thing.
He's not in town.
To notice here. Yeah, he's not in town. But fascinating there. And the draft is also this week. We put a poll out over on DNVR_Broncos on Twitter X yesterday saying, what are you more excited for? The draft this week or the new uniforms? 20% of people said the new uniforms, which is 20% more than I was expecting. So this is a big day for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And for the other 80%, the draft is in 3 days from now. I mean, can't wait.
I mean, almost nothing speaks to the current state of the Denver Broncos, right? That like these are the two seminal moments. These are the two big moments, uniforms and draft. Like we are at such a low place that we are looking to turn the page in any way that we can. These are things we can affect.
That the big moment's in April and not in February.
Yeah. I mean, we're, you know, it is in a lot of ways really appropriate to say, to like draw a dividing line and say, like, this is where the new era of Broncos football starts. We're starting from the bottom. We're moving on up. Like, this is where it starts. And now you have something that you can point to be like, oh, remember when we got those new uniforms? That's blah, 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 blah. I mean, so yeah. I understand all of that. I feel like you know my thoughts. I've said them many times.
I think we're practicing gratitude. You know, we're practicing gratitude, being grateful for the small things, and hopefully that'll manifest into big things.
I love that. You know? I love that. So with that, what should the Broncos do in the draft? And of course, our draft coverage brought to you by Raising Cane's, best chicken fingers out there. Raising Cane's, download their app or order at RaisingCane's.com. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
If the Denver Broncos come out of draft weekend without a quarterback, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
Mm. So what about Spencer Rattler in the fourth? Does that fulfill it for you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
First round.
Dude, Spencer Rattler is the most hyped guy ever that has just performed the worst at every stop. Like, everyone says he's great, and it's because I think he kind of looks like Patrick Mahomes.
He had the worst offensive line in SEC history this year.
There's always a reason that he has to transfer, that he has to do this. He just kind of looks like Patrick Mahomes, and he has kind of looked like Patrick Mahomes his entire life.
That's
so everyone's like, I don't. Like, listen, I don't pretend to scout these guys. I don't pretend to know who the best quarterback option is. I'm interested in Michael Penix. I'm interested in Bo Nix. I'm interested in J.J. McCarthy. Like, I'm interested in all these guys. I don't know what it takes to get any of them. It drives me insane that the Broncos just didn't tank when they had the opportunity to. As soon as they won that Chicago Bears game, it was like, okay, well, all right, we're heading full on into purgatory. Let's do this. Like, let's get right in the middle of the pack. Let's end up with the 12 pick, which is just the worst possible place you can be. It means you're going to have to give up a lot of draft capital to move up to the front. But it's worth it. Like, if you can get nothing matters without a quarterback. It just doesn't. True. Like, just nothing matters. Like, if you want to start from the bottom, you have to say, okay, new uniforms, new quarterback, clear direction. The Broncos do not have a clear direction. They've not had a clear direction. Jared Stidham is not the clear direction. Ooh, he's a fine guy. He's
spicy.
A good guy. I know, right? But it's just, I mean, like, you know, like just getting retreads that are pretty good. I mean, you can talk yourself into guys like a Baker Mayfield redemption story. There's guys like that maybe haven't gotten an opportunity. Like, you can get a Trey Lance or guys that you're like, you know, just with the right coaching that this guy can be unlocked.
You know who that would be this year in the situation the Broncos are in? It'd be Zach Wilson. How would that make you feel?
Poorly. I would feel poorly.
Because
Zach Wilson doesn't have he's not tough enough. He's just like not, he has an arm, but he's like another guy that, like a Trevor Siemian, like can
Rattler's
get it done.
Tough. Rattler might be the toughest guy in the draft.
Listen, Spencer Rattler could be great, but like, but that's like, that can't be your primary plan.
Mm-hmm. No, probably not. Yeah, no, it's a sad time. Also, we didn't talk about this. Did you guys feel like you were watching Ford commercials when they dropped these videos?
That first
one? The Bronco?
Yeah. It felt like it was like half Ford commercial.
Can I tell you my favorite part? And this is another indication of a design committee being involved instead of just like one design vision driving it all the way through, is that they start off with an old prospector, a cowboy out of the range driving it. And then they do this like New Jack bullshit. It's like, you're telling me a guy that lives in a log cabin and like is making coffee by, you know, on a fire is going to be like,
put triangles everywhere.
Yeah, he's like, I really like modernistic triangles. I'll probably just like glue them all to the back.
That
like,
doesn't really add up.
No, none of this narrative, it's not a cohesive storyline. That the really quality design starts with a story and it sticks to it. And this is not like, this is not, that's not what an old prospector would design.
Log cabins kind of have triangles at the top.
It's hilarious to me. An old dusty cow. He's coming out of there. He's making plus signs and a bunch of mountain shapes. Like, what are you doing?
It's so dark.
I will say, the Pat video, the throwback video, that one was cool. Because they're like changing eras. Cool, yeah. It like goes in and then looks out and there's new Bronco is turned into an old Ford Bronco.
For a long time.
I also like Gratishar in there too.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of sick. Like, knowing the behind the scenes of like Randy Gratishar is around the team so much that he's kind of easy to bring into these situations. It would have been kind of cool to see somebody like hey, I haven't seen that guy in a while. But I mean, Gradishar with the old jerseys, that's an A+. A+ Ford commercial.
Broncos, yeah. The newest player that might be wearing these jerseys might not be a quarterback. Levi Wallace. They brought in Levi Wallace, officially signed him today. Does this change the future of how you view this 12th pick? Does this change anything with the Broncos in the first round, Todd?
I think it makes them not as eager to jump at a corner. I think that kind of – I don't think we're going corner with the 12th pick now. I think we got depth. We got a guy that could potentially start for us, as well as having other players who have started, you know, at certain times. So I think that this definitely means that we're not going corner at 12. We could go corner later in the draft, but I just think this means we're not going corner at 12.
It would shock me if they go corner. This signing wouldn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. They'd be wasting a couple $1 million on signing him if they bring him in, because now you have the experienced guy. Now this allows Damari Mathis or Riley Moss to really get that starting corner spot. And if you don't land, if none of those guys take that step up that you hope and expect them to, then you have this guy who started 70 career games just to fall back on. Really nice safety net. Mm-hmm. If you draft a guy at 12, he better be your instant starter right away.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, I'd imagine he's getting more than the vet minimum.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be by much. I mean, there's a reason he's still out there. I don't think you can be making draft decisions based on old man corners who are coming off some of the worst.
But it's not like they paid anybody heavily. So I think if they're bringing somebody in, they're paying him more than even vet men. I think it means something.
Yeah.
Nobody on the entire team got a bag this year. I mean, you know, the safety got paid well.
It's $7 million a year.
But it's not like top tier dollars. Yeah, so I think if they're paying anybody, they're expecting him to come in here and help the team.
At the same time, though, like if they don't take a quarterback, I guess Brock Bowers could be there. The positions that really will have value are cornerback, tackle, and edge rusher probably. Those will be the three spots where there's going to be a good player. Anywhere else, you're probably reaching. Like, if Levi Wallace is stopping you from taking a Pro Bowl cornerback, like, that doesn't add up if you're willing to take a tackle who will be behind Mike McGlinchey or Garrett Bowles. You know, like, that is way more built up there than Levi Wallace, who you really could just cut during training camp if you wind up in another situation. Like, you still don't have a proven starter over there. Otherwise, I mean, even then you can make the case you go get a corner. But, yeah, I don't think it changes much.
I think they really do believe in Riley Moss to take that step up, and this is the safety net there. Before we get out of here, we got some super chats to hit. I think people want to pick your brain, D-Line. Let's get into super chats.
I love it. My favorite thing in the world is, like, people who, like, they drive a truck or whatever, and then they'll tell me this is what I do every day of my life. And true. I promise, like,
you have accolades. Like, didn't you you designed like a whole like Pepsi summer campaign, right?
I designed, yes, I've done Mountain Dew can. Yeah. I mean, like, I didn't just show up. Like, yeah. I know what I'm talking about. I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Again, and I designed everything you're seeing. I designed the set. I designed the whatever.
You gotta hit him with the Kanye. You haven't done the research.
Yeah, man.
You don't have the answer, Sway.
You don't have the answer, Sway. You ain't got the answers, Vincent Randolph.
Right over my head. Vincent comes in and says, Stidham nowhere to be seen, thinking quarterback round one. Yeah, that one didn't surprise me.
Could you imagine if they had, like, it cuts from, like, the truck to Jarrett Stidham saying that. Like, they would just get roasted by everybody. Like, you just can't do it. And it's nothing against Jarrett Stidham. He's a really good backup quarterback, and he'll get his chance to beat out a 22-year-old.
Can you imagine if it was Tom Brady, and that's how they announced it?
No, that's it. Announced Tom as a Bronco. That'd be wild. Mr. Rocket says, the throwbacks just make the new uniforms look even more uglier. I'm not a fan. They did too much. I don't get how Twitter users can make better mock-ups.
It starts with the fundamental concept, and also that's one person making it. That's the difference between a singular version versus a design committee.
Mm. Now I see why you say when anyone comes to you with ideas, you're like, shut up. No.
Shut up.
And last one coming in from our friend Aaron Lynch. He says, Broncos successfully release hot garbage. But those throwbacks are perfect.
Yep.
Timeless design. It's true. They did a great job. It was probably one person back in the day.
It's exactly what it was. Like, listen, man. Like, this is where you have strong leadership with vision. You can get mad about some of the decisions that are made by Jerry Jones, by the Cowboys. But, like, that will never stray. Or like the Rooney family, or people that like have clear vision of who they are, what they're in charge of, what they're the steward of, and people that are just trying to have fun. Like they're coming in, this is like they wanna, like these uniforms to me make me feel like, oh, they're gonna move the stadium. They're gonna move. They don't care about what came before. Yeah. They're looking. They're gonna move the stadium towards the airport. Like that's the. This is like every like tear it up, start new design or decision is completely on the table.
That's a really good point and something for us to think about as we get out of here today. We're gonna be down at the stadium doing a couple of different things. So make sure to stay tuned to our platforms and also DNVR underscore Broncos on Twitter X. And we have one more. Oh, our guy Ashton says Raisin Cane's is my favorite place to eat now. I love it. Someone else in the comments earlier, I believe it was Alex, said drop a like on this if you have a feeling on the uniforms. I love that. If you have any emotion towards the uniforms, drop a like on the way out. We're going to be back tomorrow to continue to break down the draft. We are so close. And Mr. Orange hitting us with one super chat. Before we're out of here, he says, what games do you most want to see the throwbacks on? I'm voting Raiders and Steelers.
Why is that? Why, Sway? Why?
Matchup of classic
on classic. Exactly. It's like old school, gives you good feelings of the NFL, the gridiron, the, you know, like all... It shouldn't be pretty, man. It should be gritty. It should be strong. It should be rooted in history. And again, if you like them, you're also right. You're allowed to like them. Like that's
totally, like that.
Again, like don't forget, everything is subjective. You're allowed to like it. I just don't like the thinking.
You can't let Russell Wilson come back and look better than you. You have to wear the throwbacks that game.
You cannot wear them week one, though. You can't. The Broncos won't allow it. They would not do that.
Because you're allowed twice a year, they're allowed to wear them?
Yep.
Yeah.
So midway through the season, that's going to do it
for
us.
You wouldn't even need alternates.
Eric, thank you so much for rocking and rolling
your
insight.
Listen, man, I love you guys. Todd is my best friend. He said it publicly.
That's right. He did say that.
Forever.
So
he has that tattooed on him.
I always love to come and hang out with you guys. Go Broncos, baby.
Let's go. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Back one last time, won't you take me back?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.